like, how you feel like you've caught up so far since you've gotten here?
I'm just taking baby steps. You know, it's a big step from college football, man. You got a lot of professional coaches out here that know what they're talking about. So I'm just trying to, you know, just be a dry sponge and just soak it up.
I'm sure you've had fans tweeting at you talking about the defensive line play last year. I mean, being a guy that drafted pretty high for them, I mean, are you putting a lot of pressure on yourself in terms of trying to turn around the way that things have gone there?
Well, and I definitely put a lot of pressure on myself just to do good. You know, I obviously don't want to be average. But, you know, the fact that, you know, just to convert from college to NFL, you know, it actually takes time. So you got to be patient. But, you know, again, I'm just taking baby steps and just listening to Coach Cox about, you know, how to be a better defensive tackle.
Your story's pretty tremendous. Is this kind of the end of the journey for you? Is the journey kind of just beginning?
No, it's only beginning, man. You know, you can only take so many steps to success, man. And, you know, the fact that I got drafted, you know, is one of my goals. But obviously, you know, I definitely have many goals I have ahead of me, you know, whether, you know, starting, you know, that's, you know, obviously knowing all the plays. But again, but I feel like, you know, this is only the beginning.
What kind of attitude do you bring? I know that Brian Cox was a nasty dude. What kind of attitude do you bring to this team?
Yeah, you know, kind of zone everything out and just kind of focus on football, man. The attitude I bring is just the attitude that helps me to be, you know, obviously an aggressive player. So just the fact, you know, every day I just approach it as me getting better is the kind of attitude I'm bringing.
Does it comfort you to honor this team had a specific need and they chose you to help with that need? Does that bring you any confidence at all?
Yeah, man, you know, they definitely trust in me. You know, obviously they see, you know, talent in me and they obviously see potential. You know, I've only been playing D-tackle for 3 years. I'm here now, but I know I feel like, you know, if I put everything together, I feel like the sky's the limit and I have a lot of potential I have to untap. So I just have to, you know, remain focused and take every day one day at a time.
You think you were able to showcase your athleticism or will that come throughout minicamp and training camp?
It'll come. I think it's more on technique. You know, obviously you can teach technique, but just, you know, having that heart and that drive to play defense, you know, you really can't teach that. But I have so many, you know, things I need to work on. You know, just the fact that, you know, I'm working with NFL coaches, you know, that are obviously putting me in a great position to be successful. So there's a lot of technique I need to work on, but I just have to lock in and just, you know, keep working at it.
You talk about big steps you got to take. What is the biggest hurdle you're facing personally here?